This is Diane Roberts bringing more new writing from Florida State. Here's communications graduate student Alexandra Pushkin on the glory and mystery of the night sky.
The most beautiful thing I ever saw was the night sky. No, not the charcoal tips of the glowing white angel mist of the city streetlights I was accustomed to. It was the night sky draped over a hushed earth. We drove in two dirt-crusted, sticker-clad vans, one behind the other, just outside Mesa Verde National Park in the open deserts of New Mexico. Besides the drivers, only a few of us were sleepless. We pulled over without warning. With too many others to wake, our small band of night owls crawled over and around them, simultaneously wrapping ourselves in thick jackets not needed for midsummer days of 104, but zipped up like clockwork come nightfall. "Look up," we were instructed. I did. And like mother and newborn, I was swaddled in violet blue and white puffs of mist. Dotted stars of fortuitous design guided my eyes through unearthly pigments of the Milky Way's ethereal ballet. I was swallowed, but she protected me. My surroundings grew darker the longer I stared. Nothing dared to even glint in the galaxy's presence. My own outline grew into the canyon walls. The sand underneath me glowed an unearthly gray. We were faceless figures under hundreds of billions of stars, or at least that's what science class taught me. I wondered which ones were dead. No one said a word. After a few minutes, we drove to our campsite. We rose the next day to climb through the canyons. It was 102, and the water inside my bottle was hot. I cupped my hands over my eyes, as I still do 10 years later, looking up, hoping I'd see her again soon.